talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Studio City, California. Now, our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you question your career reality. This show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Now, our guests will provide you with advice, resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you're interested in. And sometimes we have special guests on the show that just come on because they're extra super special and we love them and we have to have them on the show, and that is who we have on the show today. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. If you haven't already guessed and you haven't seen my emails and you haven't read our press, then I'll tell you. But if you want to check out any of our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, you go to the LA Talk Radio website, and you should be on there right now, because if you're listening to this show, you're on latalkradio.com. So what you do is you click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1. You scroll down and look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and click the link. And this will take you directly to our archive page where you can view a list of all of our past guests, and you can also listen to them. Again, you can listen to them instantly, or you can download the show to your computer. Now, our shows are also available on iTunes. Woo! Exciting. They're under the podcast section. So, you know, I don't have an iTunes phone. I have a Droid phone, but basically, you have to download the LA Talk Radio application to your iPhone, and then you can listen to us directly. And if you go on the computer on iTunes, you can type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and that will get you directly to us. If you want to find out about future guests, visit our official Question Reality website to see who is going to be on, because thank God, Lord have mercy on me, we are booked until March of next year. This show, which because of you has become so popular that I have people calling and emailing, and when I go out to parties and events, they say, oh, can I be a guest on your show? So I've been very fortunate. We are booked 6 months to a year in advance. So thank God, because when I first started the show, I'm like in a panic. Where am I going to get my next guest? Where am I going to get my guest? And now they're calling me. So I'm so, so happy. Thank you. If you know anyone who is in the entertainment industry, is a top industry professional, again, we are booking for March of 2011, and we would love to have them come on the show if they can contribute to our audience. So contact me, Priscilla, at questionreality.us, and we will check you out. Now, I just want to talk about one little thing before we go into our guest today. It's very important. Now, September the 22nd is the Caucus 9th Annual Television Season Preview. The panel will evaluate the 2010-2011 schedule in the context of the program development and pilot production for this season. And the increase in reality television programs are going to be their specialty. So they're also going to talk about digital cross-platform distribution and a whole bunch of hot other hot butt hear my voice? See, it's cutting out. I'm dying over here. My sinuses are drained. I'm cutting in and out, but I'm trying my best. They're also going to be talking about a lot of other hot button issues. They have a Variety from Variety Magazine, Variety columnist Brian Lowry, Lionsgate Television president Kevin Beggs, The Good Wife, one of my favorite shows, the executive producer Michelle King is going to be there. Also, The Good Wife executive producer Robert King is going to be there. The Biggest Loser, yay, executive producer J.D. Roth is going to be there. And also, the USA Network president of original programming, Jeff Watchell, is going to be there. So you got to go. This is all about reality television. This is where you go if you want to, if you have an idea for a reality television show and you want to get it launched, you want to get to this 9th Annual Caucus. It is going to be, again, September 22nd at 8:30 a.m. There's going to be a continental breakfast. At 9 is going to be the panel discussion where they're going to talk about reality television shows and the new shows that they're looking for, what areas they want to go into for the 2011 season. It's going to be at the Sunset Ballroom Beverly Hills Hotel, and the price is only $35, so you can certainly afford to go. If you want to learn more about this, caucus.org, caucus.org, caucus.org. So again, you got to check it out if you want to pitch your program, pitch your idea for a reality television show. If you want to schmooze with the mockety mucks of television in general, this is where to go. Okay, so now, without further ado, if you are a fan of the hit reality television show Survivor, woohoo! I get so excited just saying the word Survivor, then you are listening to the right show today, because we are doing an exclusive interview with one of our favorite survivors, Randy Bailey. Now, I know he was one of my favorite survivors, and my mother's like, oh, he seems so mean. I'm scared of him. I'm like, are you kidding? I think he's just a big old teddy bear. And so I am thrilled to have him on the show today. He was on, just in case you don't know, but if you're a Survivor fan like I am, you know exactly what shows he was on. He was on Heroes versus Villains, which was the latest show. And then he was also originally on Survivor Gabon. So he is here with us today, and he is going to be sharing his viewpoint on the Survivor experience. And we are going to have an opportunity to help him with a request. Can you believe it? We get to help Randy Bailey with a request. What is the request, you ask? Are you ready for this? Now, you can call in and you can talk to Randy Bailey directly between 515 and 545. Let me give you the number before we tell you what the request is. I got you. This is called a teaser. It's a verbal teaser, an audio teaser. Okay, so the number to call in is, it should be right in front of you if you are on the LA Talk Radio website. But just in case you're listening to me via the iPhone application, it's area code 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. And I know a lot of people have sent me emails. I just want to address this issue. A lot of people have sent me emails and called and said that they have tried to get through to the show and it either is busy or it rings and rings and rings. I want to address that issue because we've gotten so many emails from our listeners. And that is because if it's ringing, 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 that's usually because either I'm on the phone with the guest and the caller calls in and there's other people calling. So it'll just keep ringing and ringing and ringing. And it, unfortunately, after so many rings, it'll just disconnect or it just continues ringing, but we don't hear it on our end. Or they say that the line is busy. Again, because our show is so popular, when so many people call in, it gets overloaded and it just comes up as busy. So we want to apologize for that. We try to take every call, but if you call in and it's either busy or it just rings and rings and rings, as long as you're listening to my voice, we are live. So just keep calling. And again, the number is 323 0815. Now, what I have done is because we got over 500 emails, I could not believe it. It's the most emails ever. And I certainly understand it because Survivor is such a huge show. So I didn't think I'd get this many. But what I did was I thought, oh my God, what if everybody tries to call in? There's no way and people are going to get mad. So I just want to let you know that I have taken some of the emails. Now, we couldn't go through all of them. I'm going to be honest with you. We could not go through all of them. But what I did was I took questions that were kind of repetitive questions, and those are the ones that we're going to ask Randy about today. And again, I apologize that we could not get to all the questions. I don't think he's going to come back on my show, so I do want to apologize. I think that he had said this is the first and last interview he's going to do. So I apologize that you won't get to talk to Randy, but just in case. Yeah.
Priscilla, yes. If you can't get to all the emails, just give them my home number. That'll be fine.
Okay. Oh, great. Oh, did you hear what Randy said? My God, I'm allowed to give you his home number. Fantastic. Now, we are going to, so we're going to try to get to as many questions. If not, again, Randy has given me permission. You heard that. You heard that. So when he calls and yells at me, he yells at me, who the hell is calling me? I'm suing you. Say that again, Randy. You give me permission to give that number, right?
I hope you know I was kidding.
Oh my God, I totally did not know you were kidding. I was going to give it because I don't know that that number is not a number to, I wouldn't think that you would give me a number that would be your actual home number. Oh my God, you can't kid with me like that. You get me too excited. Well, we didn't we didn't do your big introduction, Randy. Welcome to the show! Yay! Woo! Everybody's clapping over here. I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on our show today. Now, it's my understanding that this is the first and possibly last interview that you'll be doing outside of the required interviews from CBS. So, as a big fan of the show Survivor, I can't tell you again how thrilled I was to receive your call telling us that you wanted to be a guest on our show. And I was even more surprised when you told me the reason for coming onto my show. Now, this leads me into how our audience can help you today, because Mr. Randy Bailey needs a job. Can you believe that? I can't believe it. And I am going to ask that all of our audience who is listening, because you're Survivor fans, I'm going to ask that we all think hard and dig deep to help him out. He has given us so much enjoyment and entertainment from watching him on Survivor, and now we have an opportunity to help him out. Now, Randy, this might seem like an odd request to our listening audience, because most people think that reality television stars are super rich because they simply appear on television, which we know isn't the case. But let's talk about that reality. Let's talk about, what's that reality?
The reality, Survivor is probably the most lucrative of all the shows. I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to tell, but we do, if we're booted first, we do fairly well. Other shows, they get bus fare and a sack lunch home, and that's about it. But no, there's been roughly 300 survivors, and I would guess, maybe half a dozen have a career from being on Survivor, and that's it. And the best advice I've ever heard was given by Mike Boogie. I don't know if you remember him. He was in Big Brother. Back in the early days, and his advice was run back to your regular life as fast as you possibly can.
Wow. That just seems so strange, because we see so many of the other people be on the reality shows, and then it takes off at least for, I'd say, a year or two. But I would imagine that's because, like that girl Tia, the what is her name? The little Filipino
girl Tia Tequila?
Yeah, her. But see, I think that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that might be because they come on the show and they've already got talent, or at least they were pursuing a career in entertainment like singing and acting or dancing. Is that right?
Kind of. And you know, Tia Tequila is more the VH1 MTV audience and, you know, Survivor's on CBS, and it's more prime time.
Right.
You know, shows, and it's a totally different viewer that's watching. You know, the MTV is a lot of kids,
mm-hmm. 15 to 19,
and you know, I really couldn't comment on that because I don't. I was talking
more like reality shows in general. I was thinking that there must have been some people that were on reality shows, and off the top of my head, I can't think of any, but I know that there were reality people that came on reality shows and then did go on to have careers in television or film. Not that they were super, super successful, but I know that they did come on and did go on to do something, but we'll
yeah, but, and we'll, then come we'll, on to do you know, appearances, you know, just like once or twice. The only person I know that's been really, really successful is Elizabeth from season 2 of Survivor.
You're right.
She does the View now, but there's not a doubt in my mind that she would have landed that View gig whether she'd been on Survivor or not.
Exactly, because she had the degree and she was already working in the business, which is what I just said. Yeah, they had the careers going before. So, yeah, you're right about that. Well, you know, let's ask. Okay, so that's a very interesting thing to know that some of the people end up just with like a sack of lunch to go home, because people who are not in the entertainment business and they watch television and on reality shows, they think that, oh, you know, they're making money and they're gonna have so much money when they get off. But I am so glad that we dispelled that today. But first of all, now, what type of job would Randy, what type of job are you looking for, and what experience and skills do you have that someone capable of hiring you who is listening today might want to know?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get this out of the way, and then we'll go to the phones or whatever, because I feel stupid even talking about it. Anyway, I've done video editing for the last about the last 10 years. I worked for a production company in New Jersey and did 100% of their editing. We did corporate training films, weddings, bar mitzvahs. I mean, simple, you know, pretty simple, you know, cookie cutter editing jobs, but believe it or not, I'm pretty good at it. And you know, because of Survivor, I'm no longer doing that. The company was thinking that, you know, I'm going to be going on Survivor year after year, and they just couldn't count on me anymore. So that's what I do, and that's what I did until about April of this year. And you know, I spent last week in LA, and I want something bigger and better. You know, weddings doesn't do it for me anymore. You know, I want television, movies, something along those lines.
Now, what do you feel that you could offer that is unique to the job that you're seeking, whether it's something that you bring to the table from your past experience before Survivor or as a result of being on Survivor? What can you offer an employer that's unique to the job?
Well, yeah, you bring up a good point. There's literally thousands of people that do what I do in, you know, in LA and, you know, all over the country. What sets me apart is I get it. I've had my hands in handcuffs doing weddings because I can't be, you know, I can't be funny or edgy or any of that stuff. Cause you just want, you know, weddings need to be, you know, you throw on some John Mayer music and you make it as corny as possible and the client loves it. So my hobby has been, you know, making, you know, my own videos, and I can, you know, nobody's telling you what to do there. So to answer your question, they would probably have to look at some of my stuff to believe me, which, you know, that's at a later time. But, you know, shoot, if they don't like my work, I can always, you know, scream at people in the office. And that's usually pretty funny because it's worked for two seasons of Survivor.
There you go. So if they...
You're not getting my sense of humor.
I am getting your sense of humor, but I don't want to laugh because have you ever heard my laugh? And you would have to put cotton balls in your ears because I have a high-toned, shrill pitch, and you're going to go, oh, my God, that girl's laugh is so annoying. I will never talk to her again, ever.
I've heard your laugh, and it's not that bad.
All right. You asked for it.
Let me just tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
10 years ago, when I first saw Survivor, the show came on, and, you know, I was an okay fan, but I wasn't hooked on it. A friend of mine said, you know, let's apply to it. And I said, you're crazy. There's no way we'll ever get picked. You know, they have 100,000 people apply. And anyway, I went out and got, you know, the video editing and the cameras and just taught myself, you know, how to do it. And it just became a hobby applying to, you know, Survivor year after year. And I'd make these crazy videos and you know, never really thought of getting on. But anyway, during all that time, I started doing it professionally and that just grew and grew. And one day they called and what do you know, I'm on.
Well, Randy Bailey, let me ask you something, and I love that name so much. I hope you don't mind me saying your first and last name because I love it. It's sort of like Bill Bailey, Randy Bailey. I just love it. It rolls off the tongue. So, Randy Bailey, let me ask you something. So, when we asked that question, when I said, what do you feel that you could offer that's unique to the job that you're seeking? And you had said, well, they would have to look at my stuff. Now, normally when you go and apply for a job, you do a resume, cover letter, blah, blah, blah. If you're an actor, singer, dancer, you show a demo of what you can do. How is a potential employer going to see your stuff?
Yeah, same thing. You know, I can email them a resume, and I've got years of my work, mostly weddings and stuff, that's posted online in various places. I'm putting together like 3 or 4 or 5 minutes of my stuff to have it in one place. So, you know, so a potential employer doesn't have to spend all day surfing around the internet, but that's how they'd see it.
Okay, so you're putting together a demo reel right now of your work so that people can take a look at what you do, because we definitely need to see what you do in order to say, hey, this is the guy for us. So let me ask you.
Let me just add in there, you know, the my main selling point is my passion for reality TV and video. You know, I've got an engineering degree. I've had, you know, 3 or 4 jobs as an engineer and hated them all. You know, struggled from my early 20s into my mid 30s and, you know, just, you know, hated every minute of it. And, you know, video is all I've ever liked, and that is why I'm good at it, you know, because of my passion for it.
Okay, so let me just ask you, I am your potential employer and you come to me. I'm going to ask you, what angle, I'm interviewing you right now, Randy Bailey, what angle would you like to come from that would guarantee intrigue and be considered a great teaser for my reality television show?
Repeat that. I'm not sure I followed you.
Okay. I have a reality television show, and Randy Bailey, I want to hire you, but I'm going to ask you, what angle would you like to come from that would guarantee intrigue and be considered a great teaser for the, you know how you do teasers, trailers for television shows or movies? What angle would you come from to guarantee that I would have intrigue? are there any certain like styles? So for example, when you're doing a teaser, you do it in a certain style, you shoot it in a certain style to guarantee that it's going to be a great teaser and people are going to tune in. Is there anything that you have as a stock technique that you would use?
I'm not sure what you're getting at, but you know, okay. The teasers are obviously always, you know, 100% mm-hmm. made from, you know, actual footage from the show, of course. And, you know, if the teasers sometimes, once you watch the show, let you down a little bit. And that's why they're teasers, you know. I don't know how many times on Survivor they say, next week on Survivor, and they show all this stuff, and it really never happens.
Exactly,
yes. Anyway, what I can bring is, you know, I've sat on the island for, you know, 39 days, and, you know, we're playing a game of Survivor, but we're also 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, witnessing and being involved in producing a television show. So it's kind of, you know, it's on the job training, if you will.
So you obviously said that reality television shows are shows that you're interested in getting a job in editing. Is it just reality television? What if it was like a game show, or are there any other types of shows that you're interested in getting a job in editing?
I'm interested, but in scripted TV as well as movies and stuff, but there's really, you know, there's you don't have, you know, a lot of times for a movie, there'll be one editor and maybe two or three assistant editors and a guy on audio or something. With a reality show, there's, you know, a team of 25, you know, there's guys that do nothing but sit there all day long and review footage. And, I just think there's more opportunity there, you know, with to do a movie. You need to be, you know, you probably have to have the editing degree, and, you know, in reality TV, since there are 20 or 30 editors working on it, I'm more likely to find somebody that's willing to hire me that, you know, says, you know, he can review footage and, you know, he can show us his talent, if he has any, and move up, you know, and I would be willing to do that because I know in a year they would be working for me, probably.
I like that confidence. Now, with the show, reality television show, the editors, do they have them come in and work at the studio, or is it a lot of, hey, do this footage at home
It's all in the studio.
It's all in the studio. Okay, they're not going to allow the stuff.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't take any of the clips out.
My next door neighbor can't drop by and see me editing the winner of The Biggest Loser 4 months before it hits the air, you know?
Yeah, I kind of thought that, but I just had to ask. Okay, now since we're talking about editing, the show depicted you, and this is about editing. I don't know. I'm going to ask you. The show depicted you as sort of an angry, blunt, mean, sarcastic, yet I thought personally charming in your own way. How much of that is true?
Well, you got those adjectives, angry, blunt, mean, sarcastic, right off of the my bio on the CBS website. And believe it or not, I wrote that bio myself, word for word.
You could not have written it better. I mean, that was pinpointed exactly the way they depicted you. I don't even know, you know, what I don't even know what else they that pretty much was it.
Well,
true? Was it true? Are you an angry, blunt, mean, sarcastic guy?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. Yeah, I am sort of, but if you watch carefully, you know, some of the charming, sensitive, caring, you know, stuff can creep in, and it's, you know, it's kind of funny. I had death threats from lots of fans, and I had marriage proposals from other fans. And you know, they're watching the exact same thing.
Were these women in prison?
Some of the death threats probably were. But,
oh, yeah. Well, I asked that because since we were talking about the job and editing, you know, we only know Randy Bailey as the angry, mean, sarcastic guy. So my question to you is, if I'm an employer, why am I going to hire an angry, blunt, mean, sarcastic guy to work with when I could have a nice, you know, a nice guy who comes in and he's all ass-kissing and peachy keen, jelly bean, nice, and when I say do this, he runs like a bat out of hell to go and do it. Why would I want to hire you when I could get, like, Clark Kent? That's
well,
what I'm
know,
playing
most,
the devil's, this is playing the devil's advocate now.
Right.
You have
well,
to
most,
sell.
Most artists, and believe it or not, I do consider myself an artist, are, you know, they are a bit, you know, they do have character flaws. If you find, you know, like you said, Clark Kent, that's totally well-balanced and polite, he's going to be a crappy editor because he has no emotion. And I'd be lying to you if I said what you saw on TV was not a part of me. And, you know, it's because I am a passionate, emotional person. And, you know, as long as whoever I go to work for does not have a vote every Friday afternoon and vote somebody out of the office, and everybody else is still running for $1 million, you know, I'll be pretty easy to get along with.
So those are the things that set you off. So as long as you're not in a voting environment, you're normal.
Well, I wouldn't say normal, but more normal than what you saw on TV. Just don't steal $1 million from me and we'll get along fine.
Yeah, I like that. So what you're saying is that the angry, blunt, mean, sarcastic, yet charming guy is going to really be a contribution to how you edit the film. Do you really think that a person's personality, characteristic traits really play that much in editing
or
is it the director who says, or say you do your form of editing because you have these characteristic traits, but yet the director is completely opposite? What's going to end up being the end result? Because what if he doesn't want to depict it that way? What happens?
Well, of course, the director and the main producers are going to win out. But, you know, editing, you know, there's a fine line between directing, producing, and editing. And, you know, all three jobs are kind of involved in the other two, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And, you know, it's producing, directing, editing, all those things. It's something that you're born with. You either have it or you don't. It's in your soul. And, you know, just because you might have a 4-year film degree or, you know, one of these fancy, you know, editing schools, if you don't have the feel for it, you know, you're not going to be able to cut it.
Absolutely. I think so. I think
if you know
right.
what I mean, I'm trying
of course.
I'm trying
yeah.
to think of an trying to think of an analogy. If
right.
if you know, if my parents would have stuck me in ballet school from age 3 until age 20, I never would have, you know,
right.
Never
right.
would have excelled
yeah.
whatsoever.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're either born an actor or with natural talent or you're not. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. All right. So people want to. Okay, say people want to hire you because they want to be, which is a very great possibility. Say people want to hire you because you were associated with the Survivor shows. Is that something that, but say they're not going to tell you that, is that something that you would know right away based on
well,
you know,
I don't,
and would that bother you? Would that be okay if they want to hire you because you were on Survivor and you were kind of like a reality television star? Do you mind using your celebrity to get a job?
Well, actually, I am, you know, I'm on your show because I'm using my semi-celebrity to get somebody to talk to me. That's,
right.
That's, you know, any employer that's going to hire me because I was on Survivor is an idiot.
Right.
So I don't expect that to happen. They may, you know, they may know who I was, and they may perhaps even like the character I was, and say, you know, let's talk to him. Let's look at some of his stuff, and then they might say, okay, we'll give him a job reviewing footage and see how he fits in, and you know, no, Survivor's not going to get me to be successful at this job, you know.
It'll definitely get your foot in the door, because I can honestly tell you that people would, whether you know this or not, there are people in this business that would hire you just to tell their friend that they hired the guy from Survivor. And it is a reality, because I have talked to a couple of people who have said, oh my God, I would totally hire him just so I can say that I had a guy from Survivor on the show.
What?
So. And this was a producer. This was a friend of mine who's a producer, and he said he would totally hire you just because you were.
I heard your intro before I started talking, and you mentioned, can't remember the name, but somebody from The Biggest Loser. That is one of my favorite shows right now, just mm-hmm. because it's so editing intensive, and you know, I love the show. I can't wait till next. I believe it premieres next Tuesday.
Well, let me ask you: are you doing anything right now? That was J.D. Roth. He's the executive producer. Are you doing anything right now to get yourself out there? Because, you know, you got to work really hard in the entertainment business. I mean, you really, really do. You're very fortunate. I'll just give you some career advice, if you don't mind. And I have tons of experience doing this, because I used to be a career specialist for 5 years when I got out of college. But you need to, right now, you are still hot, because they just had the Heroes versus Villains show on. People still know Randy Bailey. Right now, you are still hot and marketable to jump on the Survivor bandwagon, which is what you're honestly going to have to do. Get your demo reel together. Get it out there and start talking to people, just like you made a great first step coming on this show. And I know you had commented that this might be your first and last interview. I would think that would be a mistake right now. I think that you really should be putting yourself out there and talking to as many people, because you want to work in this business. And in order to work in this business, you gotta promote, you've got to network, you've got to market. And get that demo reel together, and you get out there and try to get on as many shows as possible and get interviewed with that in mind. You know, you can talk a little bit about the Survivor stuff, but just like I'm making the focus of this show about trying to get you a job in editing, other people would be more than happy to do that for you as well. And that's how you're going to get a job, because people are going to see the real you. The more radio interviews you do, the more people are going to say, you know what, that's really a nice guy. He's really funny. Rather than just having that, you know, that Survivor stereotype placed on you.
That's good advice. That's good advice. And I'm certainly going to take it. But one other thing that I've got going for me is I want to work. I don't want to be on TV again. I don't want to star in my own movie.
No, just to be an editor.
I want to get my hands dirty and sweat and be part of a team. And, you know, I hope I just kind of fade into the woodwork. And, you know, when people see me, they'll say, there's Randy the editor, not Randy the mean Survivor, you know.
Right. But, you know, people got to know you, and this is a perfect opportunity for people to know you. It's better to be known and then get a job than not known and try to get a job. So right now you're hot. I would take advantage of that. I would get out there. If you know anybody that's a PR person, try to get some interviews, and just keep the focus, just like you told me. You want to keep it on getting a job as an editor. Just say, you know, I'll talk about some Survivor stuff, but I really want to do the interview because I want to get in the business. And I guarantee you somebody is going to hire you and give you a chance, because we're going to see that you're secretly a nice guy and that you're a hard worker. So seriously.
Well, I hope you're, I know you're right about the nice guy stuff, but I hope you're right about somebody, you know, taking a chance. And it's not even taking a chance, because if I suck at editing, if I suck at producing and directing or anything like that, then, you know, stick me in a corner and have me review raw footage all day long for, you know, $9 an hour or whatever.
Exactly.
At least, you know, I can at least eat and live off of that, and
that's,
you know, may
right.
never be. So, but no,
well,
I
think that you're probably a terrific editor. I want people to be able to see your footage, so please get a demo reel. And now, if people want to get in contact with you, Randy Bailey has told me that they can, if it's still the same, I don't know, but Randy Bailey has said that if you want to see his demo reel, right now he does not have a website, but I'm hoping that I can talk him into getting a website. I actually own a small website design business, and I would be more than willing to do one for you for free. For free. So if you want to take me up on that, call me, and I'll do one for you. We'll at least get your footage up there and get some text and footage, because people need to go to the website and look at your footage. So
sure. Absolutely. And I do have hours and hours and hours of my videos online, but they're mostly you know, they're mostly cheesy weddings and stuff like that, and I really want some people to see, you know, actually, I'd love for them to see some of my Survivor audition videos, which show my sense of humor and my timing and my edginess, and, you know,
perfect idea for you. Perfect idea for you. You need to go and hook up with Ben Wade, the coach, who's your friend, and you guys need to put together like a mock reality television show. That's what you need to do. Do a mock reality television show. Have him star in it, because you know he would love to be starring in that. And then do the editing and say, this is my work. What do you think? Isn't that a great idea?
We're working on that. I've been working on that already for about 2 or 3 weeks. You know, Coach is the head coach for a soccer team up here in Northern California, and I've been doing that. I've shot 3 or 4 or 5 hours worth of footage, and I'm going to be putting a trailer together for him to pitch a show, and plus I'm going to use, you know, a minute or two of that pilot to use on my editing reel. So, you know, hopefully.
And we're talking for people who don't know. Randy, let me interject. For people who don't know, we're talking about Coach the Dragon Slayer, Ben Wade, who was also on Survivor. I think he was on, of course, Survivor versus Villains. I don't know what the other one was on. Was he on with you in Gabon, or?
No, he was on season 18, which was the season right after my season. And then we were on together in Heroes versus Villains.
Okay, so they are friends, and they are working on a pilot right now, and that would be
Imagine that. Randy has friends.
Oh, at least one. At least one. Well, two, because I consider myself your friend now, at least on the telephone, at least. But let's get the footage. Let's get the footage, the demo reel. If you want to check out Randy Bailey's demo, email us. You can contact him through the show. Email me, Priscilla, PRISCILLA, at questionreality.us, not .com, questionreality.us. And you can talk to Randy Bailey directly. You can email me if you have a job for him. Give him a chance. Hire him. I think he's a nice guy. I think he's going to do a great job. I'm going to personally vouch for him. So don't let me down, Randy Bailey, because I never give references to anyone unless I know that they're going to be good. So
well,
you're going to do a good
job.
All right. So I'm sorry, Randy. We keep overlapping each other. Do you know we have talked and we only have 5 minutes left? And I gotta get these. I know. I told you. You were worried. You were worried about this dragging out, and it and you not having enough to say. And I told you these radio interviews go so fast. And I've got to bug you now. I've got to ask you the questions of the fans. Can I ask you 5 questions from the fans?
Sure. So we're not going to be taking any calls.
Well, it's going to overload. No, we're going to do direct email. It's going to overload too many people. Too many. Okay. First of all, this comes from Susan from Baltimore, Maryland, and she says, this is funny. Where does everyone go when they are voted off and walk down that bridge or lit path? Do you have to walk far or just a short distance? That's more than one question. Do you all stay in the same hotel and get to talk to each other while you wait for the end of the show? That's more than one question, but all right, if you want to answer that, whatever one you want to answer.
I can answer that because it's totally common knowledge, among all the fans and stuff. It depends. It depends on the location, and it depends on whether you are you get booted before the jury and whether you're on the jury. Sometimes there'll be a car waiting for you. In Gabon, we drove to a camp overnight and then took a helicopter to another hotel the next day. And as soon as you get voted off, you see the doctor and you see the shrink, and they have a big meal for you. And
you get to take a bath and use deodorant.
and every place is different. In Gabon, all I got was a cold shower because the place did not have hot water. In Samoa, had a gourmet meal waiting for me and a hot shower. So
it just depends. Okay. Next question is from Brad from San Francisco. He says, I find it hard to believe that they make you use the bathroom in the jungles, especially the women. Is that really true or what?
You don't have to use the jungle. In Gabon, I used to swim out into the middle of the lake and pretend like I was swimming when I was actually taking care of business.
Lucky that didn't have that blue dye in it, for God's sakes. Well, didn't you get floaters? That was so wrong.
You don't have enough fiber in your diet to get floaters. They sink like a rock.
Oh, he answered it. Okay, so there are no bathrooms where the women go. They have to go out in the to wherever. I mean, they don't provide actual toilets, right?
No, they just walk off. No, of course not. No, the survivor aspect that you see is 100% real. They give us no food, no water, no nothing, and when you got to go to the bathroom, you're on your own.
Oh my God, but what about the women? The women have special needs sometimes. They don't let the women take care of their special needs. They just, make them go out in the jungle. That's disgusting. I don't even want to know the answer to that. Never mind. Forget that. Let's move on to Pete.
I don't know the answer to that because I don't
know, because you're not a woman. Next time you're on Survivor, you have to peek and come back on the show and give us the answer to that. Okay, Peter from Seattle, Washington says, who was your favorite contestant on Survivor and why?
Do you think he means people that I played with?
It didn't specifically say. So let's just take it from any show. He didn't say. He just said, who was your favorite contestant and why? So I don't know. Maybe we could do your favorite contestant of all time and then maybe one from the show you were on.
Well, in Gabon, Corinne and Charlie were my two favorite. In Heroes versus Villains, Coach and Jerry were my two favorite. And, from the editing, and I go back to editing, from the editing of the show, I've told myself that I will not make a judgment about somebody, good or bad, from what I see on TV, because I've learned it's just not accurate. Some of the people that I watched as a fan in the early seasons that I worshiped as a fan, and I got to play with them during season 20, and I'm just like, holy cow. How did I actually like this person?
I know. Celebrities often disappoint me, too. And I've met a lot of them that I liked, and then they ended up being a little bit creepy.
I would have to say Judd. Do you remember Judd? He was the New York doorman from what season he was.
Yeah.
So he was a real abrasive New York guy, and I liked him on the show.
Uh-huh.
And I've also spent some time in New York and Los Angeles, and I liked him in person. So I would have to say Judd the doorman.
All right. Well, you know what? I have got, last question, and then we got to definitely go real quick because it's 5:50. Have you ever tried to get on this is Cheryl, Manhattan, New York. Have you tried to get on another reality show? If so, which one and why? Just the first question. We don't have enough time for that. Have you tried to get on any other reality television shows?
I applied for The Amazing Race once or twice, like 7 or 8 years ago. And the reason I did it was I just wanted to make another audition video, and because I enjoyed making the audition video, and they never called or interviewed me or anything. So no, I have not, never applied to any of them. Would not do most of them. Would not do Big Brother. Would not do anything.
Would not do any of them. Those bastards.
I gained 200 pounds, I would do The Biggest Loser.
I know. I'm going to see if I can find out if I have any friends that work on that show and get back to you on that. I will try that for you. But we have got to go. I just got noticed from Ronan. It's time to wrap the show up. So I just want to thank you so much, Randy Bailey, for coming on the show. I want to thank everybody who wrote in emails. Randy Bailey, email me at Priscilla@questionreality.us if you want to hire Randy Bailey. Let's get Randy Bailey a job, everybody! Woo! Randy Bailey,
thank
we got to
go. And you're welcome for coming on. And I'm sorry we spent so much time on me. We should have spent 5 minutes, and because I love questions.
Well, you know what? That means you're going to have to come back on next year. Can I get a commitment from you?
Well, let me tell you what. Let me get a job. Let me be at the job 6 or 8 months and love it, and then I will come on and
talk
tell
some
you all
more.
About it.
We'll finish up the Survivor questions. Thank you, Randy Bailey. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
Thank you.
You're listening to Question Reality. Question Reality. With Priscilla Leona. Priscilla Leona. Only on LA Talk Radio.